Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The headlines. University of Southern California confronts an unfamiliar era of protest. The 144-year-old Los Angeles, goes the subhead in the New York Times, has not had a reputation for campus activism, but it now finds itself embroiled in controversies over the war in Gaza. I start on the West Coast to come to the East Coast to Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing most recently about the distortion of history, not at college campuses, grown-ups moving into the world of affairs, but K through 12. Richard, a very good evening to you. Where K through 12? What kind of distortion? Good evening.
Good evening. Well, I think by this point, everyone's familiar with critical race theory and the debates over it, certainly since the summer of 2020. We've seen states legislate on the issue, local school boards take action, a national conversation that really turned the last presidential election as far as the messaging. And then beyond that, you haven't even heard people use the phrase critical race theory. It's become so toxic. And this is, of course, a Marxist ideology, believing that you need to be indoctrinating the next generation into class struggles and liberating some sort of people who have been oppressed. And obviously, in this context, through a Marxist prism, the United States being a white colonialist oppressor holding people down. Well, this has another sort of branch of thought. It's very much related, connected to critical race theory. It's called liberated ethnic studies. Again, one of these Marxist theories. And it teaches all about settler colonialism, the oppression of indigenous peoples, and understanding through that lens how to learn about various ethnicities, minorities, in this particular case in the United States, and learn their struggles and how you can really be somebody who values diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, by having these kind of studies. Well, of course, through this lens, which is historically quite not unsurprising when you think about the Soviet Marxist propaganda of Zionism being racism, the roots of that, of course, being during the Soviet Union, liberated ethnic studies curricula features quite often white Jews being the settler colonialists, and of course the Palestinians being the indigenous people in this version of history. And you need to understand that Jews, the Israelis, the Zionists are the oppressors, and you need to stand with the people that they are oppressing. This narrative, I'm sure, sounds very familiar to you. It's the narrative you see on television every single day in the protest movements, in these crazy Hamasnik activist movements, in the encampments right now taking place in these colleges throughout the country. This is rooted in a K-12 education that's being pushed and has been pushed for many years. States like California pushed statewide legislation in the last few years to mandate the use of ethnic studies curriculum in K-12. That's been very controversial, led to a lot of litigation. But there are quieter things going on in K-12 school districts around the country that parents may not even know about. And so it's time to start asking the questions of, are ethnic studies curriculum being brought into your classroom? How would you be able to detect it? Now, I'll also mention that this is unsurprising to those who have been watching the post-October 7th activist Hamas network growing in various cities like Chicago, for example. The unions are often very much a part of this indoctrination. The teachers' union at the forefront, along with unions like SEIU. We've seen that in Chicago, the Chicago Teachers Union instigating pro-Hamas demonstrations. pushing through their own former lobbyist, now the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, to condemn Israel in the city council, to allow Chicago Public Schools a faculty and student walkout day to show solidarity with Hamas. This is not just happening in Chicago. It's happening in other school districts in California, the L.A. School District, their teachers union. We've seen crazy things happen in New York City, where students in one high school raced around the school hunting down a female teacher they had seen on social media at a pro-Israel rally early after October 7th. So this is happening throughout the country. No one's cracking down on this. Kids are being indoctrinated into the classroom. The unions are organizing and pushing it further. There's a whole movement in the Marxist line of thought, this liberated ethnic studies, to continue pushing it as well. The Palestinians, of course, embracing all of this and having coordinated this and embedded themselves into these intersectional, as they call them, communities for many years to be part of the critical race theory movement, to embed the Palestinians in this liberated ethnic studies curricula. And then there's one other piece of the puzzle, and that is foreign influence. We can't ignore that either. We now have evidence of the Qataris, of course, Qatar being that tiny little kingdom on the Persian Gulf that harbors and sponsors Hamas to this day, the Qatari Foundation, some other arms of Qatar, providing money, providing textbooks, curriculum for Middle East studies in K-12 education. Some of it's direct gifts to school districts. We've seen that in places like New York City. Some of it's routed through Brown University's curriculum program that's offered to schools. Brown University has something called the Choices Program, used by more than a million high school students in the country. All of this inside the textbooks, clear anti-Israel bias. We're talking about, you know, maps that don't recognize Israel's existence, things of that nature. So we have Marxist ideology combined with the teachers' unions organizing in our schools and foreign influence funneling in as well. Palestinian activist community, this pro-Hamas groups like Students for Justice in Palestine that folks like John Shanzer have done a lot of research into and showed the ties to Hamas through American Muslims for Palestine. All of this coordinating together, happening maybe in your school, happening in your public school, in your district where you pay taxes to your kids.
And what is to be done? You have an example in Santa Ana, California. A school district in state court is right now for failing to notify parents before approving ethnic studies. Can that be done without wandering into that contest we saw during the pandemic of school boards dismissing parents as meddlers and conspiracy mongers?
Well, you have many options here. You may have state law that you can pursue in a state court. If the school district hasn't notified something, if there's a requirement, California is unique because they had that ethnic studies curriculum supposed to play out in a certain way. So they're using the law to their advantage in certain ways to twist it back against the state of California and that school district. You might have federal law on your side. You know, people around the country may not realize this. There is Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. And you've probably heard, if you're following some of these complaints that have been filed now going on several years, the executive order that President Trump issued in 2019 that extended the Civil Rights Act protections in education to those who are Jewish students, particularly understanding that as you target people calling them Zionists, trying to exclude quote-unquote Zionists on campus, intimidating Zionists, they're targeting Jews, that is a civil rights violation. Most people think that that's a higher education-only phenomenon. That Title VI provision only covers complaints to the federal government for higher education, for universities. It's not. We are starting to see more and more of these complaints filed against K-12 school districts as well. One very recently filed down in Dallas in a school district just a few weeks ago. A very horrible case, a kid who was just surrounded by hate, swastikas, Nazi-like language, Zionist intimidation type stuff. The school district did nothing about it. Parents have filed a complaint. The student, in fact, has filed a complaint with the federal government. So you have those avenues. State legislatures and governors have a role to play as well. This is publicly funded education. These are school districts. They can be subject to regulation. You can prohibit the use of liberated ethnic studies by law. That should happen. Make sure they can't bring that into the classroom. You can have the state superintendent of education supervising to make sure it's not happening and auditing the curriculum. You can, in fact, if you wanted to, ensure that you are prohibiting foreign influence, again, by state law or governor's executive order to ban school districts from taking money from the Qataris or laundered curriculum from the Qataris. So there's all these different pathways to try to insulate our kids from this indoctrination. By the way, completely still empowering local control of schools, ensuring that we are not interfering with speech issues. We're talking about indoctrinating our kids into anti-Semitism from an early age and having that play out on the college campuses and then play out as adults as well. So we're very focused right now on what's happening at Columbia and Northwestern and USC and all these campuses right now, as we should be. It's horrific.
Yes,
but don't sleep on what is happening earlier in life for our kids.
Let's go to the college campuses, because K through 12 has a way of turning into seniors in springtime across America on elite campuses. Richard Goldberg is a senior advisor at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bennett.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.